Do you want to recite your poem, Red?
I messed up Jack Benny's show. I'm going to try this one now. Yeah, hey, I got a poem. Tide fought dirt. This is for the Golden Gloves, see? Mm-hmm. Tide fought dirt, and boy, what about? Tide went in and knocked dirt out.
From
Hollywood, the Red Skelton Program, brought to you by Procter & Gamble's amazing new discovery for your whole family wash, Tide. With Red Skelton, David Rose and his orchestra, the Four Knights, Lorene Tuttle, Pat McGee, and Dick Ryan, Martha Wentworth, and John Holbrook will be me, Rod O'Connor. At Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer in the Fred Astaire movie, our clown is known as Harry Ruby. On Sundays for Procter & Gamble, he's known as Willie Lump Lump, Cauliflower McPug, Clem Cadiddlehopper, Deadeye, or Junior the Mean Little Kid. But right now, we bring you our star as himself, Red Skelton.
Hello, Mr. Skelton.
Oh, how are you there, Mr. Frick?
Oh,
what's up?
Oh, say, I'm so worried about that robbery they had in my hometown of Boston. Imagine $1 million in cash.
Yeah, when President Truman heard about it, he wants to throw out the tax department and hire the seven guys that did it. You seem a little more worried than usual. What's wrong, Mr. Fred?
Oh, well, sir, I'm terribly upset.
Oh?
Oh, yeah, I think we've been robbed, too.
Yeah?
That check that came for your GI insurance, why, it's missing.
I know, I cashed it.
Oh, thank goodness. How much was it for?
1 cent.
What? 1 cent? Weren't you embarrassed cashing it?
Well, not until the bank teller said, how will you have it, sporty, heads or tails?
Well, if you don't mind, if you don't need me for anything, I'll get back to my experiment.
Your experiment?
Oh, yes,
you mean
yes.
You're going to try breathing?
No. I'm worried about the poor pedestrians.
Oh?
So I'm trying to
What about the Methodists?
I'm trying to make a synthetic gasoline out of Mexican jumping beans.
Gas out of Mexican jumping beans?
Yes, then the car can just leap over the pedestrian.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and if you see somebody you don't like, you can just knock him down, have the car to jump up and down.
This guy's flipped his lid, if you ask me.
Oh, Mr. Skelton, is that any way to talk to your house boy?
Boy, get a load of the boy, will you? When Washington threw a dollar across the Plutonic... When Washington threw a dollar across the Potomac, he caught it.
Oh, you will have your little jokes.
I hope so. There weren't any on that page. Hey, maybe you better go rest up a little. Your embalming is wearing off. Come in.
Come in.
Hiya, Skelton. What's cooking?
Nothing. It's just a script.
House needs a little errands, all.
Well, I was afraid you'd be gone. I had a little trouble getting here. You know, my wife's using the car, and I had to ride Ricky's bike.
Oh, with your weight? What happened? The tires go flat?
No, the bike went flat.
What's up, huh?
Well, I came over to see if you wanted to go out to Santa Anita.
No, I'd like to go, but I can't afford it. I got a wife and a government to support.
Oh, come on now. Don't you like to watch the horses run?
Yeah, I like to watch the ones I bet on, too. Hey, you know, I got a system on betting the horses. I put all their names in a hat, and I pull out. And the one I pull out, that's the one I bet on.
Out of a plug hat, huh?
Yeah, a plug hat. We're going to miss you around here, boy.
Well, what have you been doing this week?
Well, I went over to see Procter & Gamble about more money. Well, they wrote out a big check, blotted it, and handed it to me.
The check?
The blotter. But I didn't let them know I was worried. I just looked them square in the eye as I knelt there. Get that.
Hello,
dude.
Yeah, Skelton's residence. Oh, just a minute. Mr. Connor, it's for you. It's a lady.
Ooh. Well, thanks, Fred. Hello. Hello, Lorene. No, I haven't seen Junior today. Why? Anything wrong? Well, don't worry about him, and don't notify the police till you're sure. No use getting the kid booked as a runaway. Skelton and I'll be right over.
Hey, what's up?
Come on, Junior's disappeared.
Hooray! Hey, wait a minute. Junior's nuts about Dave Rose's steam train, so maybe he's over there riding him. I'll call Dave. Ought, double ought, nothing.
Hello?
Hello, Dave Skelton.
No, Dave Skelton doesn't.
Oh, now.
What? Dave Rose.
Yeah, you know what I meant. Look, is Junior over there riding your train?
No, I haven't seen him.
Yeah.
I've been rehearsing my orchestra in a cowboy medley for the show.
Oh, a cowboy medley. Hey, that's Bill. I'll hang on the phone and run it through once, will you? I'd like to hear it. Anytime.
It's a mid-century miracle, the new Tide miracle. Listen, now with Tide, you can get a dazzling clean wash without rinsing. Yes, without rinsing. Here's the secret. Procter & Gamble's Tide not only gets the dirt out of clothes, but keeps it suspended in the wash water. When you wring out the water, you wring out the dirt, too. Clothes come straight from the wringer or spin dryer, white, fresh, clean. They dry soft and fluffy, easy to iron. Sweet-smelling and clean. Yes, clean is the word. You know how clean Tide gets your clothes with rinsing. Cleaner than any other washing product you can buy. Now, I want you to know about Tide without rinsing. I want you to try it and compare the results. You'll be amazed. You'll be amazed, too, at the time and work you save. So get Tide at your dealers. And remember, the same Tide in the same familiar package will give you dazzling clean clothes without rinsing.
Tide is dirt out. Tide gets clothes cleaner than all of them. T-I-D-E, Tide.
Well, Junior's not at Dave Rose's house, and we've just heard the Tide commercial, so we know he hasn't blown up CBS yet.
I'm going to notify the police.
No, now wait. Before you call the police, tell us everything that happened up to the time he disappeared. Maybe we can find a clue to his whereabouts.
Well, along about 1 o'clock, he came home.
Yoo-hoo! Mummy doll, topsy-turvy's home!
Yoo-hoo-kidoo!
Where you at?
I'm upstairs.
Oh, I will go upstairs and see my mommy. I'm going to go see my mommy. I'm going to see my mommy. I'm going to see my mommy.
We live in a big house, you know. Well, here I am, kiddo.
Well, is the party over?
For me, it is.
Now, Junior, tell me what happened, like a good boy.
Well, forget that good boy stuff, and I'll tell you in my way, you see. Widow Dickie Orland and father and Jackie Berry's father gave a big brother party, see? And Gene Fowler had the birthday, and they had the cake.
Did little Gene blow out all the candles?
No, I blew it out for him.
You did?
Yeah, you see, I mixed the widow powder, gunpowder with my chemistry set, see? And I put it under each widow candle, and boy, when they lit it, it really blew them out. You could see him trying to scrape that cake off of the ceiling, you know. Too bad they didn't have a fan it could have hit.
Oh. How did you get so dirty? My, you're as filthy as a little pig.
Well, what's wrong with that? With the price of meat the way it is? Goodness, take me to a livestock show. Let them put a blue ribbon on me, see? Then a man will come along and put a government stamp on me, and I can just see me little self walking up a plank as proud as a little pig could be, see? Walking up a ramp just to become a can of spam, you know. No.
No crying.
But that turned me down.
Now, don't try that sympathy angle on me. How did you get so dirty?
It gets pretty hip, you know. Well, I tell you, I fell in a mud puddle accidentally.
Well, how come your overalls are clean if you accidentally fell in a mud puddle?
I took them off before I decided to have the accident.
Junior, why don't you listen to your good self before you do things like that?
Well, I did listen to my good self, but then my bad self comes along and makes me a much better offer, you know?
Oh,
yes.
Well, you just wait till I get my hairbrush.
Well, you go right ahead. I'm not afraid of that hairbrush anymore. I borrowed Pop's electric razor, and I shaved it bald. That's it. Goodness sake, that's all you ever think of. Spank this kid. Get this kid up.
Well, I've got to teach you to behave somehow.
Well,
and it hurts me more than it does you when I spank you.
Oh, it do, Junior. Well, I got news for you, kiddo. You certainly bear up under it, I'll say that. Why don't you just keep track of everything I does all year long, see? Don't write down everything I does is bad, and then it one day during the year, just make up for everything. Give me one whipping. Maybe we could call it Happy Switching Day or something.
Oh, I don't understand you. One day you're good, one day bad. Good, bad. Good, bad. Good, bad.
What you doing, sorting strawberries?
You come here to me, smarty.
Oh, no, you're yeah. Oh, look what you do. Look what you do. Look.
That's your necktie you're holding out.
Look. Oh, I thought you knocked me tongue out.
Now, Junior, you listen to me.
Hmm?
If you don't start mending your ways, you're going to get the most severe chastisement of your life.
I'm going to get you what?
I'll whip your pants off.
Oh, it's clear to me now.
Now, go get cleaned up before your father comes home and tells me I'm not raising you right.
Yeah, because when he sees me in the condition he comes home in, I'll look twice as dirty, you know.
Oh, don't talk that way about your father. He just happens to be the suave, sophisticated New York type.
Yeah, he's a New York type kiddo, all right. Last night he had so many Manhattans, he was lit up like Broadway.
Now, stop stalling and go wash.
Okay, I go wash, so. I wonder if that candy dish is still within reach down there. I'll slide down the banister and she won't hear me going down the stairs. Oh, I forgot to watch this thing. Open the window! Open the window! Open the door. I'm sorry, Mommy.
Don't talk to me. I don't want anything to do with you.
Oh, don't say that.
Your father will attend to you when he gets home.
Oh, no, he won't. I'm tired of getting a whipping. They never plays with me. They don't give me any attention or anything except just for whippings. I'm going to run away, boy. There must be somebody who would like a widow boy like me.
And that's the last I saw of him.
Oh, God.
He took his toothpaste and drew a picture of a little boy waving goodbye on the mirror. The room seemed so empty with the sun shining through the bars on his window.
Wait, I got a hunch. You know that kiddie show that he likes to watch on television? Well, maybe he and that skunk patrol went down to see Deadeye the star in person.
Well, it's worth a try.
My car's outside.
Okay,
there's a brilliant line in it. Where do you think it would be, upstairs taking a nap?
Come on, let's go.
Well, here's the television station. Tell you what, you wait right here, Lorraine. Rod and I will be right back.
Say, we'd better hurry.
I'm just not myself today.
We'd better hurry. Here comes Polly the panhandler.
Yeah, get a load of that fur coat she's wearing. That thing looks worse every day.
Well, she says it's dyed mink.
It died a horrible death. You must have trapped it under her sink. Hi, Polly.
Oh, howdy, gents. Say, I didn't ask you boys for any money, did I?
Not today, no.
Good. Anything I hate is to hit the same guys twice in the same day. Say, couldn't spare a few bucks, could you?
You better give her the money. She'll pick your pockets anyway.
Oh, no, I wouldn't say that, Buster. When I was a silent picture star, I was a poor girl, but a good girl. That's why I was a poor girl. Ah, oh, you know, those were the days.
The nights weren't bad either.
I was beautiful inside and out.
Too bad they can't turn her inside out.
Hey, you don't happen to have an old razor blade on you, do you?
No.
My mustache is getting that 5 o'clock shadow again.
Say, let me ask you, it goes well with your fur coat, though, I'll say that. Is that coat part of your younger days?
Yes, but I sure could use a new one. My cat has buried this one 3 times. Say, what are you boys doing around this neck of the woods, anyway?
Well, we're looking for a lost boy.
Well, I ain't got him.
We didn't say you did.
But I sure love kids.
Oh, do you have children?
No, I ain't got nothing to show for my life. And when I lost my money, I lost half my friends.
What about the other half?
Well, they don't know I lost it yet. Hey, you don't happen to have a bucket of blue paint on you, do you? I'd like to freshen up my tattoo. You want to see it?
Oh, gee, Custer's last stand.
Say, how come you boys look so prosperous?
We work.
Work?
Yep.
Gee, I hope I never get that mercenary. Say, buddy.
Hmm?
You wouldn't happen to have a ham sandwich on you, would you?
No, and get your hand out of my pocket. Give me my wallet, will you?
Oh, I thought it was 2 slices of bread with lettuce in the middle. You don't happen to have a plug of tobacco on you.
No, I only chew gum.
Have you got a stick on you, youngster?
Yeah, here.
Well, mind if I borrow your teeth?
Are you kidding?
Well, I'll see if I have an old pair in my shopping bag here.
Hey, where did you get all those dimes?
Oh, the bus driver wasn't looking, so I siphoned his change box. Well, I gotta be going, youngster. You know, I'm going down to the bakery and smell hot bread.
Well, I better get backstage if I'm going to check Dead Eye's studio audience for Junior. Maybe you'd better wait here in case he comes out the front way.
Yeah, okay.
Did you wish to see someone?
Yes, is Dead Eye around?
Well, he's still on the stage. Here, while you're waiting, you might as well step into this control booth and watch the rest of the show on the television screen.
Okay, Barry.
Whoa! Whoa! Oh, come on, horse boy! Don't reach for that gun there, Dirty Joe. Well, you're dealing with Deadeye, Texas Deadeye. I'm from Texas, where men are men and the women are disillusioned. Hell, I finally caught up with you, Dirty Joe.
But I'm not Dirty Joe. My name is,
Name?
I'm so darn absent-minded. Only this morning I poured syrup on my fingers and trim a waffle.
Don't let him fool you, Deadeye. He's too dirty, Joe.
What?
He is too dirty, Joe.
Yeah. I've rustled cows and I'm a horse thief, and now I'm going to be one for murder. I'm going to kill you. Reach for your shooting iron.
Oh, let's do it the real Texas style. Put your guns away and I'll count three, and then we'll both draw.
Okay, but I'll count.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
1, 2.
Can't wait all day for him to say 3.
Brother, what a crummy show.
Well, it's no wonder. Our sponsor is a cracker manufacturer. Well, here comes Deadeye now.
What a phony cowboy.
Deadeye, there's a fella here to see you.
Oh, howdy, partner.
Well, tell me something. Are you really a cowboy?
Well, don't I look it?
Well, I've been noticing your cowboy hat. What kind is it?
It's a 10-gallon hat.
Doesn't look like it.
Well, I'll just take it off and prove it to you.
Ha 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 ha!
You see, we need big hats. It gets so hot in Texas. Why, if a man with water on the brain was to take off his hat in the noonday sun, you could hear him perk for 2 miles. What can I do for you, partner?
Well, I was looking for a little boy who ran away from home.
Good.
I thought he might be in your audience.
Oh, well, how about getting a posse together? You know, that's my meat. I led a posse once for 5 days.
Who were they after?
Me. Well, if television ever gets clear pictures, I may have to take it on the lam again. What do you say? Shall we get the posse? Shall I settle up? Saddle up?
No.
Well, I got to get back on the stage, partner. Time to introduce the Four Knights. Stick around. They're going to sing Dear Hearts and Gentle People.
I love those dear hearts and gentle people
who live in my hometown.
Because those dear hearts and gentle people
will never, ever let you down. They read the good book
from Friday till Monday.
That's how the weekend goes.
I've got a dream house I'll build there one day.
We'll pick it in and go. I feel so welcome
each time that I return.
That my happy heart keeps laughing like a clown.
I love those dear hearts and gentle people
who live in love in my hometown.
There's a place I'd like to be, and it's back in Tennessee, where your friendly neighbors smile and say hello. It's a pleasure and a treat to me and her down the street.
That's why I want the whole wide world to know.
I love those dear hearts, little people, live in my hometown. Because dear hearts and little people will never, ever let you down.
I feel so welcome each time that I return, that my happy heart keeps laughing like a clown.
I love those
dear hearts and gentle people
who live in love in my hometown. Who live in love in my hometown.
Ladies, Tide's new miracle is something you have to see to believe. Amazing as it seems, Tide now gets clothes dazzling clean without rinsing. Yes, without rinsing. You see, Procter & Gamble's Tide gets the dirt out of clothes and keeps it suspended in the wash water. When you wring or spin dry your clothes, the dirt runs out with the water. Clothes come clean, white, and fresh. They dry soft and fluffy, iron smoothly, smell sweet and clean. Because they are clean. You know that with rinsing, Tide gets clothes cleaner than any other washing product known. Now, try Tide without rinsing. The results will startle you. Your wash will be amazingly clean, white, and fresh. You'll save time and work, too. So get Tide at your dealers. And remember, the same Tide, in the same familiar package, will give you dazzling clean clothes without rinsing.
Well, best thing to do, I guess, is notify the police. Let them find Junior.
Oh, hey, let's stop at the father's and son's gym. I understand Junior's skunk patrol hangs out here a lot.
Oh, well, Rod, you better go in the side door. There's that cauliflower McPug, still shadow boxing.
Oh, I don't mind talking to him. Hiya, cauliflower.
Now, stay in your corner, boy. Stay in your corner. Don't get anxious, boy. Wait until the bell rings. Wait until the bell rings. Oh, there it is. Step out now, boy.
No, come on. Now, calm down. You act like you're punch drunk.
What?
You act like you're punch drunk.
Me punch drunk? I never touch the stuff. Be silly, boy. You know me, huh? Did you see me fighting Fred No last week?
No.
Boy, what a fight. What a fight that one, you know. I had the guy muffled, you know. I had him baffled.
Uh-huh.
I don't take any chance of getting hit below the belt. See, I wear turtleneck trunks.
Well, this guy wasn't looking. See, this guy wasn't. I got silver handles on my short suit. That in case anything happened, they'd carry me out, you see. Well, anyhow, this guy wasn't looking, and I brought one up from the floor. That's where I won at the nine, see. What a fight. Oh, I forgot to tell you, I'm changing my name to Sweet Chariot.
Why?
I'm always swinging low, you know.
Well, you better stop fighting.
Well, don't worry about me. I'm not going to get like the rest of them bums, you know. Some of them guys stay in the ring too long, they start hearing bells and birds, you know. That's bad when that start happening. You really know me. Answer the phone, will you?
How many fights have you lost?
I'm only, we must be in an aviary around here. You know what them birds chirp so loud for, though, Dean?
No.
That phone ringing scared them all the time. He asked me if I lost any fights.
Yes.
Only once. Misunderstood the referee's instructions. I knocked my opponent down, see?
Yeah.
And the referee said, run to a neutral corner. Well, the only one I could think of was Hollywood and mine. Hey, you know me, huh? Answer the phone, will you? tell me, was I a colorful fighter?
Well, the night I saw you, you were knocked out in 5 seconds.
I know, but was I colorful, eh?
Does your wife still fight you?
Yeah, last night I gave her a return bout. She won by a bum decision. You know, them birds are awful noisy. Awful noisy. I also fought in a golden glove. At least I think that's what the guy with union on me at the time. Front, boy, front. Hey, would you care for a bite to eat? The dinner bell didn't ring.
Now, look, Cauliflower, there's no bells ringing. You're ready for the count.
Oh, don't give me that stuff. You think I'm nutty. You ought to see them punch-drunk guys down that gymnasium. That guy really going. Them going are really going. All day long, they stick their head out the window and whistle at girls.
Well, what's wrong with that?
No windows in that gymnasium. I'll buy. I'm treating. Care for a good humor or hear the truck coming? you know, I was told in my day, my younger days, my style was like Jack Dempsey. Me, Jack Dempsey. The day I fought like Jack Dempsey. Who's Jack Dempsey? Well, anyhow, I never forget one fight I had. Oh, that guy got knocked out so cold that they had to carry him out of the ring with ice tongs. You know, look, I'll show you the holes in my thigh. Oh, 6 o'clock, the chimes are going, yeah. Better step under that thing here. The birds are getting close on it. Where are you going? Where are you going?
I'm going into the gym.
Well, it's closed on Dundee.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, so long, McPug. I'll give you a ring sometime.
You don't have to. I got plenty now. Oh, them birds are noisy.
Well, Lorene, we've looked every place for Junior. Maybe we better notify the police not to blame Mickey Cohen for a few days until we find him. Thanks for being with us, and until next Sunday...
This is Red Skelton saying, thanks for buying more and more of that Wash Day Miracle Tide.
Tide is dirt out, T-I-D-E, Tide.
Special offer from new Dreen Shampoo with Beauty Conditioner. Dreen Shampoo now contains a wonderful new beauty conditioner. It's an exclusive cleansing agent that conditions your hair to natural softness and sheen. The makers of this new Dreen are so sure you'll like it, they're paying you money just to try it. Right now, you can get a 49-cent bottle of new Dreen in a special coupon carton worth 20 cents. Yes, you mail in the coupon and get back 20 cents in cash just for trying this wonderful new shampoo. This offer is good for a limited time only, so tomorrow, hurry to any cosmetic counter where they carry new Dreen shampoo with beauty conditioner.
Join us next Sunday for the Red Skelton Show. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.